Welcome to this week's Gospel Reflection. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When John the Baptist heard in prison of the works of the Christ, he sent his disciples to Jesus with this question, "Are you the one who is to come? Or should we look for another?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you hear and see. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." As they were going off, Jesus began to speak to the crowds about John. "What did you go out to the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? Then what did you go out to see? Someone dressed in fine clothing? Those who wear fine clothing are in royal places. Then why did you go out? To see a prophet? Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet, this is the one about whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I say to you, among those born of women, there has been none greater than John the Baptist. Yet the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." John the Baptist went out and called people to repentance, to change their life, to change from a life of vice to a life of virtue, to a life of sin to a life of grace. A vice is a bad habit. We all have vices. Virtues are good habits. We have many virtues. St. John Bosco would tell his youngsters that many boys are led to hell because they have bad friends, they read either bad books, in our case bad media, and they have bad habits. We are only as holy as our habits. Having holy habits, having good habits, is the key to being holy. It's the key to living a good life and the key to happiness on earth and in heaven. I used to be a religion teacher for middle school. I had very many pious students. The ones who remained pious and holy, it was because they held on to their good and holy habits. The ones who now are no longer living in the state of grace, it is because they lost their holy habits. So I encourage you to examine your life in various aspects and where you can implement good habits. Good habits are virtues. Good habits are those habits that help you to be good. Good habits are those habits that help you to be holy and get to heaven. So, what are four areas of our life that we should consider our habits? First and foremost, in relationship to God, we need to examine what habits we have in place that we do on a regular basis that call us back to faith, that call us back to a life of grace regularly. Every day, it's a new battle. Go before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and write out, okay, what am I going to do every day, no matter what? I'm going to wake up and do my morning offering. I am going to visit the Blessed Sacrament for 3 to 4 minutes every day. And you pick where in your day, okay? There's more things that we need to consider besides our relationship with God. But we want to start here. What are you going to do as far as confession, of receiving the sacraments? Plan that out. Have good habits, a rule of life. Second aspect of our life is our family life. It's important that we are, if we are married, if we have children, that we are considerate of the habits that we have that affect other people. So God's will for us is to be integrated, to have a good relationship with Him, and then that grace, that love that He provides for us, especially in the sacraments, pours out into the lives of our loved ones. So examine your life. Where are the vices, where are the bad habits that keep you from living your vocation? If you're called to pay attention to your children and you get home and the first thing you do is look at your phone and check your email and do all these other things, perhaps you should examine how you can be a better father, how you can be a better mother. Very important to establish good habits concerning family life. When you get home, you put your phone in the charger, you leave it in the corner. That's an example of a good habit. I'm not going to dictate to you which habits you should have, but again, I encourage you to sit with Jesus Christ in the Most Holy Eucharist, kneel before Him, ask Him, "Lord, what do I need to change?" Also, we need to consider habits concerning our work. Are there things that we do at work on a regular basis that cause us to not be as successful in our workplace as we should be? We're doing God's will. I have a relationship with my family members. I also have responsibilities according to my vocation in my workplace. I can be holy in the duties of my day, and that is going to require us to examine how we do our work. And finally, something that we don't often consider is fitness. What kind of habits are you going to have in the realm of fitness? Some people might say, what does fitness have to do with holiness? Well, we are a union of body and soul. What we do with our bodies impacts our soul. So disciplining the body, exercising, which is good for the body, is also good for the spirit. Fasting in the body is also good for the soul. So it's important that we look at our lives and we say, okay, in order for me to be a healthy father, in order for me to be alert in prayer, it's important that I wake up early. If I'll do push-ups in the morning, or every night before bed, I'll go for a walk with my spouse, 10 to 15 minutes. I don't know what's right for you, but God gave us a body and it's our responsibility to do the best we can to take care of it. So make goals. What are these goals? They have to do with your relationship with God. They have to do with your relationship with your family, with your work, and finally with your physical health. And then what are the habits that I need to make these goals? All of these things are very good to discuss with your priest or a spiritual director. Make an appointment to discuss these things just to make sure that you're, you know, following a reasonable path. Now, it's very important that we need to find out what our predominant vice is. What is that one habit that we have that leads us away from God on a regular basis? What is keeping us from really growing in holiness? For some people, it might be lust. For some people, it might be sloth. What are the root causes of the sins that we commit? And this is going to require us to examine our conscience. And again, prayer is important, especially prayer to the Blessed Mother. We can ask her. Our mothers know us better than anybody else. Our mother's watching us. The Blessed Mother wants us to grow in virtue and holiness. So she will help us to uncover our predominant vice if we're having difficulty finding out what it is. Is it fear? Many people are afraid. We lack trust in God. That is a vice. That is a bad habit. Why? How can fear, living in constant doubt of God's promises, be a vice? Well, because the thought enters in. I have the habit of either accepting that thought, dwelling upon it, letting it drag me down, or I have to make a choice that the moment that I see this thought coming, it's kind of like you see a bad person walking up to the door. Do you open the door and welcome them in and then they never leave your house? Or do you close the door firmly and say, nope, nobody's here, you can't enter, door's bolted shut, you can't come in? We have to make a firm resolution to figure out what our predominant vices, our predominant fault, our bad habit that really keeps us from following the Lord. And let's root it out. Let's make a choice. Could you imagine what your life would be like if for 24 hours you were firmly committed to living the life that God has willed for you in everything, even to the point of your emotions and taking control of them and saying, I'm not going to worry about this anymore. I'm going to focus on the present moment. I'm going to trust. We would make great strides in the spiritual life because God honors confidence. God honors trust. It really glorifies Him when we put our trust in the name of the Lord, the one who made heaven and earth. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you next week.